Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the immense love for us, which you have displayed by the works of Jesus on the cross, giving us a new heart, replacing our hearts of stone with a heart of flesh. Amen. Today, let us delve again into one of the parables of Jesus. I like parables. Who like parables too? But someone might say, but I'm not a child anymore to hear those parables. I know you're not. But if you do not possess that childlike innocence or childlike wonder that encompasses the qualities of or curiosity, imagination, and a sense of awe that are commonly observed in children, you will miss the heavenly kingdom. Why is that, Garland? Because it is written. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 2 through 4 says, he called a child whom he put among them and said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. How does it feel to you when you extend both of your hands to your child or grandchildren and say, come? Then the child raises his or her hands and runs towards you. Surely you will be very happy, isn't it? That's the heart of God, the Father, towards us, his children. Do you agree? Now let's dig deep into the parables of the two sons found in the gospel of our reading today. The profound story holds timeless truth that speaks to the depths of our hearts and challenges us to examine our lives before our Heavenly Father. Let us embark on this journey together as we uncover the message of true repentance and obedience that Christ has for us. In this parable, Jesus introduces us to the father who has two sons. The father approached the first son and requested him to go and work in the vineyard. Surprisingly, the son initially refuses his father's request. However, after some time, there was a change of heart and decided to go and work. The response of the first son resonates with the experience of many of us. At some point in our lives, we may have rebelled against God's call, turned away from his ways, and pursued on our desires. We may have rejected his commandments and neglected our responsibilities as his children. Perhaps burdened by our doubts and worries, entangled in our worldly pursuits, or simply indifferent to spiritual matters, we may also feel unworthy or inadequate to respond to God's invitation. However, the parable highlights the incredible power of transformation and the grace of God. The sudden change of heart of the first son recognized the importance of obedience and ultimately went to work in the vineyard. This reminds us that no matter how far we may have strayed or how long we may have resisted, God's love and forgiveness are always available to us and drive us to accomplish his purpose through us. Following the interaction with the first son, the father approaches his second son and makes the same request. Unlike the first son, the second immediately agrees to work or to go and work in the vineyard. However, despite initial words of obedience, he fails to follow through on his promise. The second son represents those who may appear outwardly righteous and obedient, but lack of true repentance and obedience from the heart. Like the religious leaders of Jesus' time, they may be consumed by religious rituals, adherence to laws, and public display of piety, while their hearts remain unchanged. This calls us to reflect on the sincerity of our own obedience and the authenticity of our faith. After presenting the parable, Jesus poses a question to the listeners, asking which of the two sons did the will of his father. The crowd responds correctly, stating that it was the first son who ultimately fulfilled his father's command. This question forces us to examine our own lives in the alignment between our words and actions. It reminds us that true obedience is not merely a matter of lip service or outward appearance, but stems from a genuine transformation of the heart. God desires obedience that flows from a sincere love of him and a desire to honor his will in our lives. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandment." Now I will end this short story about Tom. Not very long ago, in a quiet little town settled amidst rolling hills, there lived an elderly man named Tom. Tom was known for his wisdom, kindness, and his faith in God. One sunny morning, as Tom took his daily walk through the town square, he saw a group of people gathered around, engaged in animated conversation. Attracted and with curiosity, he made his way towards the crowds. And as he approached, he heard snippets of their discussion. "Did you hear about the two sons in the parable Jesus spoke of?" one person asked. "Yes, indeed," replied another. "It's a story about obedience and repentance. Quite thought-provoking, isn't it?" Tom's interest deepened. He had always cherished the teachings of Jesus, and his heart longed to hear this parable firsthand. He quietly joined the circle, eagerly waiting for someone to share the story. Finally, an elderly woman named Susan stepped forward with a gentle smile and a sparkle in her eyes. "Friends," she said, "I recently came across a parable spoken by our Lord Jesus, and I believe it holds a powerful message for each one of us." The crowd listened intently as Susan began to recount the parable of the two sons. Just as Jesus had shared it many years ago, Tom felt his heart stir as he heard the familiar tale unfold before him. He visualized the scene: a father, his two sons, in the vineyard, As the story reaches climax, Tom found himself deeply moved. The parable resonated with him on a profound level. He pondered the significance of the two sons' responses and the lessons embedded within. Days turned into weeks, and Tom couldn't shake off the impact of the parable. He found himself reflecting on his own life and spiritual journey. Memories from his past flooded his mind, times when he had eagerly responded to God's call and faithfully served him, and moments when doubt and destruction had caused him to go astray. With each passing day, Tom's desire to reconnect with God grew stronger. He longed to experience the transformative power of genuine repentance and renewed obedience. He realized that, like the first son in the parable, he had at times initially resisted God's promptings, but he now yearned to wholeheartedly obey and serve him. Determined to act upon his newfound conviction, Tom embarked on a personal journey of repentance and renewal. He spent hours in prayer, pouring his heart out to God, confessing his shortcomings and seeking forgiveness. He eagerly plunged into the scriptures, studying the teachings of Jesus and finding solace and guidance in his words. As the weeks turned into months, Tom's fervor for obedience intensified. He sought opportunities to serve others, lending a helping hand wherever it was needed. He visited the sick, comforted the grieving, and shared the love of God with those who had lost their way. His actions reflected the transformation taking place within his heart. Word of Tom's renewal zeal and his act of kindness quickly spread throughout the town. People were inspired by his example and began to question their responses to God's call. The elderly, in particular, found encouragement in Tom's story. Many of them had grown complacent or disheartened by their struggles and failures. Tom's journey reminded them that it was never too late to turn back to God, to seek his forgiveness, and to embrace a life of obedience. One evening, as the sun descended below the horizon, Tom received an unexpected visitor, a group of elderly men and women who had heard of his story. They gathered in his humble living room, their faces lined with wisdom and their eyes filled with hope. "Tom," said Martha, an elderly woman with a tremor in her voice, "we have come to share our stories and seek guidance. Your journey has inspired us and we long to experience the same renewal you have found." Touched by their sincerity, Tom welcomed them with open arms. Together they formed a small community of seekers who desired to reconnect with God, repent of their past mistakes, and live lives of obedience and service. In the months that followed, this group of elderly seekers met regularly, sharing their struggles, victories, and how God was working in their lives. They encouraged one another, prayed together, and studied the scriptures, seeking wisdom and guidance for their journeys. As time went on, the impact of their transformed lives began to ripple throughout the town. Others, both young and old, were inspired by their example. The community witness firsthand the power of genuine repentance and obedience. As lives were transformed, relationships were restored, and love and compassion flowed freely. Tam and his fellow seekers became beacon of hope, a living testament to the parable of the two sons. Their stories spread far and wide, and people from neighboring towns and villages came to hear of the remarkable transformation that had taken place among the elderly seekers. One by one, individuals from all walks of life began to join the community of seekers. The young sought wisdom and guidance from the elderly, while the elderly found renewed purpose and joy in their newfound connection with God. The town became a vibrant hub of spiritual growth and transformation, all sparked by the parable that had touched the heart of Tom and ignited a flame of repentance and obedience within him. Years passed and Tom grew old. His once vibrant steps now slower and more deliberate, but his spirit remained steadfast and his love for God burned brightly until his last breath. As he closed his eyes for the final time, Tam knew that he had lived a life that honored God, a life marked by repentance, obedience, and a deep love for others. The legacy of Tam in the community of seekers lived on. Their story became woven into the fabric of Tam's history, inspiring generations to come. The parable of the two sons continued to be told and retold, reminding people of the transformative power of genuine repentance and obedience. And so, in the years that followed, whenever the elderly gathered in the town square, they would share stories of Tom and the community of seekers. Their tales would kindle hope in the hearts of those who had grown weary or felt disconnected from God. The parable of the two sons became a beacon of light, guiding the aged and the young alike towards a life of repentance, obedience, and a deep and abiding relationship with their Heavenly Father. As the sun set over the town, casting a warm glow upon the gathered elders, they would bow their heads in gratitude, whispering a prayer of thanksgiving for the parable that had transformed their lives and for the legacy of Tom, the faithful servant who had reignited their passion for God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, may your parable and the short story of Tom continue to linger in our hearts, inspire us to be a beacon of hope for others who haven't heard of your parables, and draw them close for you to keep. In your precious name we pray. Amen.